We are into our seventh day of the Kartik Vrata. Perhaps you can already feel how the atmosphere is becoming warm, how it becomes more full with spiritual thoughts. Here in Vrindavan, it's very easy to remember Krishna. For instance, when we sit during evening time before the Govardhan mountain and the sun is golden and begins to sink, the parrots come home, the air is full with the callings of the peacocks who want to dance or just meet their friends or get ready for the night. Everything is very much a stimulant here for remembering Krishna. And it is easy to think of Srimati Radharani. Different than this peaceful scenes which we heard about is today's quality. Chala Apanga. Radharani's eyes are very restless. And this restless eyes, they fascinate Krishna like anything. There is a prayer by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur which expresses, when will I delight in the service of Srimati Radharani, whose arrow-like sidelong glances cause the son of the king of Braja to faint, making the flute fall from his hand, the peacock feather crown come down, and the yellow cloth slip from his waist. What a wonderful image. When on a battlefield the hero is struck by an arrow, then he falls. On the battlefield of love, Krishna is struck by the arrow-like glance of Srimati Radhika. And thus the flute falls from his hand, the peacock feather crown falls from his head and the yellow cloth from his shoulders or around him falls and then finally he faints. How will he rise again? He will rise again when a specially trained servant of Radha sings a particular melody. Yes, the hero of Braj, the hero of the whole world, the source of everything, is becoming overwhelmed by the restless, loving glance of Srimati Radharani. And thus he stumbles and finally falls after losing all his weapons, first and foremost, his celebrated flute. Devotees in this world have always prayed for the glance of Srimati Radharani, and they pray, may this glance rest for some time on me. There's a beautiful prayer in the Vrindavan Mahimamrita. May Sri Radha, the queen of Vrindavan, mercifully glance upon me with her eyes filled with tears of love. May the creeper of her compassion be a fruit and allow me to live forever in her dear land of Vrindavan. My dear everyone, this is the land of miracles, the land of the divine play, the land of the most extraordinary supreme goddess Srimati Radharani. Let us turn to her also today, like always, and pray for her sidelong glance upon us.